positive you can take out of, I guess, just starting to play now, and there's a little bit of negative that comes with that, you know, just jumping into a role and trying to be in late season form when it's really like, you know, the equivalent of maybe the first game of the year for me. So, you know, it's a lot of different elements involved, but, you know, this perspective I've always had was just, you know, trying to do as much as I could to help the team win and maximize my opportunity. So.
Yeah, well, do you have a comfort level going back to your former team? You know, there have been lots of changes since you've left, but looking at that offense, things that are more familiar to you than with other teams this season?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, I spent some time there, and, you know, I know a lot of the guys there. You know, I know the coaching staff, and I'm familiar with, you know, some of the things that they're doing there. But then again, it's a new year. It's a, you know, fresh start for them, you know, a new team, and a new team for me playing here. So, you know, you approach it the same way. You prepare and you know, get your film in and, you know, work hard throughout the week and try to get a win.
Yeah, but that's the team that has won four of its last five after a rough start. When you look at their offense, though, what do you think the challenges that they're going to bring? Obviously, they would like to knock off a playoff contender and prove something as they close out the season, I would assume.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're a team that has, you know, talent across the board on both sides of the ball and even on special teams as well. So, you know, those guys work tremendously hard, and I'm sure they're disappointed in the direction that their season is, I guess, started, you know. But I think they've done a great job of banding together as a team to continue to battle and fight, and, you know, you attribute that to, you know, just the heart of the guys in that locker room, and, you know, you can respect that. So we know that we're going to get their best shot. You know, we know that their record may not even reflect the type of ability and the type of team that they really are. So, you know, it's an opponent that you know, we're excited to face, and we're excited you know, to have a challenge like this so late in the season, where, you know, it's a team that is going to throw it out all out there on the line, and we just have to go out there and take care of our responsibilities.
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to get your thoughts on Eric Reed, locker next door here, on the job he's done as a rookie. How hard is it for him to step in and do what he's done this season?
I mean, I guess that's something that you have to ask him, yeah, as far as how hard it is. But, you know, I've played long enough to know, you know, about the transition from the transition that rookies have and coming into the league, and also from personal experience and jumping right off the college field and stepping right in as a rookie and playing and starting. It's a really difficult task, but, you know, I've said this a number of different times, and I've even told Eric this, and he's somebody on and off the field that you wouldn't really look at as a rookie. You know, he's really mature. You know, he handles the success, you know, the bumps in the road. He handles everything the way a veteran would. And I think it shows in the way he's playing. It shows in the way he treats people around here. And it shows in the amount of respect that he gets from not only the players, but the fans and the coaches. So, you know, I can't applaud him enough. And, you know, that's the expectation level that he set for himself. So we're going to expect that out of him, you know, for as long as he's here.
It hits pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had to get hit by him, but just watching, I feel bad for those other guys. You know, he's a really big guy. He's a really physical player. You know, we're obviously, you know, ecstatic to have him.